Hello, this is Jermaine. Thank you for being with me today. Jesus taught the people in the temple during the Feast of Tabernacles. It is written that as he spoke these words, many believed in him. John chapter 8, verse 30. Jesus had taught them that he is the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12. The temple police officers had said, "No man ever spoke like this man." Many from the crowd had said, "Truly, this is the prophet." John chapter 7, verse 40. Yes, many who heard Jesus teach in the temple during the Feast of Tabernacles believed in him. Let us read onward, beginning at John chapter 8, verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And I tell the truth. Why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not rightly say that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, 'If anyone keeps my words, he shall never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. John chapter 8, verses 30 through 59. Jesus taught those who believed him, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus clearly stated that those who believe in him must abide in his word if they want to be his disciples. Faith alone will not save you from sin and hell. Jesus taught that salvation is conditional. He said, If you abide in my word. Are you willing to abide in the word of Messiah? Listen to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. And having been perfected, he, Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Yes, Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Would you have everlasting life? Do you believe that Jesus is a prophet of God? Do you believe that he is a teacher sent from God? Do you believe that he is Messiah, Mashiach? If you do, then you need to abide in his word. Then you will be his disciple indeed. Jesus said, And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How can you know the truth? Read the New Testament. The New Covenant. It is written in John chapter 1, verse 17, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 17. Do you need a New Testament? Please write for a free copy. You can read the truth for yourself, or have someone else read the New Covenant to you. Yes, it is important to know the truth, but it is also necessary to abide in the truth, to do the truth, to live in the truth. The people who believed in Jesus did not like what he said. They said to Jesus, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus was not talking about political slavery or physical slavery. Listen to what Jesus answered them in John chapter 8, verse 34. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. John chapter 8, verse 34. Yes, they were in the slavery of sin and needed to be set free. Are you living in sin, in the slavery of sin? You need to be set free. Jesus can set you free from the guilt of sin, from the slavery of sin. Jesus said, Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. The good news for you is that Jesus died for the forgiveness of sins, for the remission of our sins. He was buried. Jesus, Messiah, rose the third day according to the Scriptures. He redeems us, buys us back from the slavery of sin by his blood to set us free. Redemption is in Messiah Jesus. He buys us back from the slavery of sin. He is the propitiation by his blood. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus also said, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 51, Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Yes, Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, can give you eternal life, a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Will you keep his word? He is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Those who believed in Jesus at that time objected to what he told them. They said that they had Abraham as their father. They ask, "Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him. Why did they do that? When Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am," Jesus used the name of God, I am. He claimed to be deity, the Son of God. Will you believe in him, or shall you take up stones to throw at him? Do you believe that Jesus is a prophet of God? If you do, then you need to believe what he said about himself. Put your trust, your faith in him, then abide in him. Keep his word, the truth. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. If you believe in Messiah Jesus, the Son of God, you can then be baptized, immersed in water in his name, into death, into his death. Listen to Romans chapter 6, beginning at verse 3. "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 7. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Amen. Please write to me. I would like to know about you. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free New Testament, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Now I'm under his control, and I'm happy in my soul. Just to know that his grace reaches me. And wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me.